What do women want? What do women want? Dating from a guy's perspective.
It's getting better and better.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one.
I love that. And I love that you just joined in on the dance.
Yeah, like, yeah, thank you very much.
Like, I love a shoulder roll.
People start dancing, I'm like there for it. Even if like I'm out somewhere and people start dancing and like music's on, I'm like, I'm not dancing tonight. And then my shoulder's like,
oh yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I can't stop.
They've
oh
got a mind of their own.
My shoulder's dancing.
Like, it's just going.
And
like,
my knee starts going out. I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, I run this body. I'm
like, I love that. We're just straight away like, dance. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, what's the music though? And I'm like, don't worry, it's coming. Terrible song, but anyway.
Someone just chucking money at us.
I would love it. I'd love it. Well, we got a really good episode.
Yeah.
Very good episode. Go, Zana. Tell us everything.
Because
you're better at introducing me.
Well, we have a special guest today. As you can tell probably by this intro, that it's a man. And his name is Matt.
Sorry, I'm the man. Thank you. Hello.
Tell us about you. Who are you? Why did we get you here today? Tell us all the juicy goss.
Look, I think this to start was probably because I'm a guy.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
I won't show you why, but like I'm a male because I am. Because
I am.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I've had a lot of dates, mm-hmm. and I've had a lot of, I wouldn't say experience, but like a lot of different experiences with yeah. like women and like life out there in the dating world and stuff like that. So, yeah, hopefully I can share some of my knowledge. I'm always learning. We'll forever be learning, which is good. But
and you've done something that, you know, not a lot of people do, something that is on the line of dating, but something that's like super out there. Like you've put yourself fully out there. Yeah. You were on The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
Look, I think what it really cemented in for me was I'm terrible with women. Absolutely terrible with women. So,
yeah, not sure why we asked you in.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, look, I was single, obviously. Like, yeah.
They're probably, I'm glad you
yeah,
were single.
Yeah, 100%. I was looking for my fourth wife, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, but, yeah, single and had been dating and just kind of not getting anywhere. And then I was like, why not? I'm like, stuff it. You only live once. Why?
Yeah.
Put my head out there and see what happens. So
what was the process like? Like, how did it kind of go from, yeah, go to what? How did you go through all that process?
Were you just like Googling, like actually going on The Bachelorette, or did it pop up, or did a friend tell you to do it?
Well, I've sort of had like some of my friends go like, hey, like, why don't you try this sort of thing? Like, you seem like a very sociable, or you're a very sociable person and you do really well at it. And I did the complete opposite. So yeah, but yeah, I just applied and then ended up going through the process and getting on. So
nice.
And that was your first time applying?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
Crazy experience for sure. And I did see a video of you like doing your dance moves with Brooke.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was pretty embarrassing. I think it was it's so bad. Like I've pre-planned in your head, you're like, yeah, I'll be Mr. Smooth now.
I thought you were pretty smooth in that.
Oh, I was terrible.
Looking back, he's like, oh, God.
Well, I mean, you didn't get Brooke in the end.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all, which, yeah, probably good because I couldn't have one good conversation with her at all.
Oh, wow.
Very nervous. I'm a very naturally nervous, awkward person. And it just came through like tenfold on there. So.
And you got to watch yourself on television, reliving the whole thing.
Oh, it was bad. But
it would be an extreme situation for sure. Not to mention the fact that there was also women there competing as well.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
That was very, very daunting, very scary. Like,
yeah.
There were some hot women on there.
They were very attractive women.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was like freaking out. I was like, oh no, like women know women. I feel like women know women, so... I was just like, yep, we're screwed.
And then it's like if you look at one of the girls, I don't know, in a way where you're like, damn, look at her. Then you're like, oh, my God, no, I've got to pay attention to Brooke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I look like an asshole.
Yeah. And not to sound like creepy or weird, but like when there was like situations the girls were like together or something like that and I'd be there and like a bit upset because I wanted some time with Brooke and stuff. Mm. But then my head would click over and I'd be like, kiss. And then I'm like, oh, nah, stop being a creep. Stop. I'm like, you're not here for that. Yeah. Like,
you're here for love. Stop thinking of your dick.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Oh, but, well, going back to your dick, actually. Yeah, you have a good spill of the tea for us, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of your dick.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, well, not my dicks. No.
I mean, it's kind of sideways.
Is that the spill of the tea? Yeah. You've got a weird dick.
It's actually like a weird thing about this is going off topic a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way,
fine.
So, but yeah, like I've had women hit me up because they think I have like a huge African penis, and I'm like,
okay,
and I'm literally like have to tell them, I'm like, excuse me, well, it's a little embarrassing. Like, my great granddad,
yeah,
is actually Chinese. And it's like averaged out now.
It's, like it's averaged out by the yeah. generations.
Should have been like this, and then it got taken over by this, and now it's like average. And I'm just like, and I literally tell them that. I'm like, if you're expecting that, it's not what you're going to get.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Average dude, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I've only had one girl where I've like taken my pants off. She's like, oh, no, you're right. It is average. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, good, thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's a bit mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
is what she... She was like, I think she had like a lot of black guys in her life.
Yeah.
So
she just wanted like just a big black cock.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
The BBC.
Yeah,
cool.
I just learned what BBC is recently. That's so funny. I'm like, Zana, what's BBC? And then she's like, are you talking to a black guy? And I was like, yes. It's a big black cock, Jess. I'm like, oh, shit, I should have picked that up.
So maybe I should start telling them I'm an ABC, average black cock.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's good.
Put that should on your Tinder profile.
Absolutely. I didn't even think of that. So actually, I'll be back. ABC. I'm just going to go update my Tinder bio.
That's actually great.
So you obviously go into the online dating scene then because you've brought up the Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that your go-to?
Look, at one point I only had Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I kind of like the whole concept of Bumble as well, where mm-hmm. the female, because it kind of shows that they are interested.
Yep.
So I got Bumble, and then literally 2 days ago, my roommate actually talked me into getting Hinge. So now I have three, and I'm like, I feel like it's too much, though. Like,
it's a lot, but do you know, women have all three.
Usually, yeah.
Usually, yeah.
Do you have the same profile across all three, or do you mix it up based
exactly
on what it is?
Exactly what I was going to say. Like, is your Tinder, like, more DTF-y?
Nah, all... Well, two of them have the same
mm-hmm.
same bio, Tinder mm-hmm. and Bumble, and then my Hinge is just, I don't know what's on my Hinge. I think
it's more professional.
Yeah, it's a bit because it Hinge is more like you actually have to talk about certain things on there.
Yeah,
stuff,
I like the prompts. I like the question
that's,
prompts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you listen to the voice memos in the Hinge one?
Yeah,
I like them.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll see a guy and then I'll listen to the voice memo and I'll be like, oh, he's got a hot voice. Or ooh. He does not have a hot voice.
Yeah.
Gives me the creeps.
Yeah. I wonder, like, when they hear my voice, they're like, what is this? Like, who is this guy? Sort of thing. Like,
what an ick now.
Yeah.
What is your little prompt?
My voice prompt?
Yeah.
I've changed it three times.
Okay.
Now. So, at the moment.
Did you ever think it?
Yeah. I'm going to change it again. I keep doing it. I'm like, yeah, I get, not get bored of it, but I'm like, oh, like, it's only been like 2 days, but I've changed it three times.
Wow, you've changed it three times.
Yeah. So, it's like. I just wig out about it.
See,
like,
I think guys are overthinkers and girls don't realize this because girls are overthinkers. But
yeah.
I think guys are so much so much worse maybe.
So what is it now?
At the moment, I think it says that I know the best place in Brisbane for an espresso martini.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's a good line because, I mean, we all love an espresso martini.
Yeah, that's a girl's drink.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you going to tell us where it is?
I love it too, by the way. I'll be honest with you. I don't actually know the best place. So I'm waiting for someone to actually hit me up about it.
And then you'll research.
Yeah. And then I'll have a quick clue. Oh my God.
I love that. That's your voice prompt. And he's like, I actually have no idea.
That is so funny.
That's just all I had.
I was going to make it up, but I feel like this is a nice trust circle already. So.
Yep.
I just.
That's now publicly out there.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I love that.
My name's not Matthew, by the way.
He doesn't have a BBC, so click X.
ABC, not Matthew.
They're already like, no deal. Red flag.
So what do you like to see on a girl's dating profile? Like, what are your, like, do's and what are your don'ts?
What I like to see on there, say, do's, I think I like an active kind of girl sort of thing. So, like, I've kind of, like, at one point I turned into a bit of, like, a giant Malteser. I got a bit chubby at one point.
A bit chubby, okay.
Yeah. So that was
this post-bachelorette? Like,
nah, this was at the end of my sort of last couple of years in my last relationship sort of thing. So got a bit pudgy, I think. And then I like walked past the mirror when we broke up and like I had a bit of like baby face in the back because I was like kind of sad. And then walking past the mirror and I look in the mirror, I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I have to pick up another girl now. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, and So could then,
have pulled
yeah,
the shit together.
Yeah, like I had no game. I'd been in a relationship for a long time.
You turned into a Malteser.
Yeah.
I've got an huge, ABC.
Huge Malteser. Yeah, ABC, which I couldn't see at the time because I had a huge gun on me.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I had to pull my finger out and sort my shit out, really. So started, like, working out and, yeah, here I am now.
Like, look at me now, lady.
Crying. That's so funny.
Yeah. Even the first time I had my shirt off for, like, another girl when I actually got in shape, she's like, you have a nice body. I'm like, is she fucking talking to me?
Who else is here?
Yeah. I'm like, is he under the bed? Yeah. I'm like, Jesus. So, yeah.
But so you do a very healthy, active lifestyle now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's quite, it's a bit of balance. So, like,
not last night, clearly.
Nah.
That wasn't a healthy active lifestyle.
Nah, not at all. I feel like I've got a good balance. Like, I live through weekdays, like, healthy, don't drink. Well, drinking right now, but yeah, but yeah, don't drink. And on the weekends, just anything goes. So, yeah.
Do you like someone to be active as well when you're looking for someone on a profile?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you definitely like them to all be active photos, like gym photos, or do you like prefer them to be like doing active things, like going for walks or doing outdoor activities?
Oh, look, I'm not all about the gym photos or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just like, they don't have to show it in their profile.
As in like, are you trying to say like, as in you want them to be active, as in like you want to kind of see like a full body photo of them to know that like they're like an average to like athletic thin build? Yeah. Is that what you kind of mean?
Sort of like, I don't necessarily need to see it in their profile, like picture in their profile about it, but like to say like, oh, like, you know how you can see the little prompt things where they're like active or not active and stuff like that, or like maybe they have like a sporting photo or have like something like that. So
yeah, that's like just a tick for you. You're like,
yeah, just to know that like I play sport and I do gym and stuff like that, just to know that they would vibe with that as well. So
now I want to know if guys do this, because we think they do. Do you just swipe yes to like all the girls, or do you actually look at each photo and go yes, no, yes, no? Or do you just go yes, 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 and then when you match with people, then you look at the profile?
I am bit of a complex with this. Is I read the bio and look at, I have a proper look through, like, and I'm very picky with it. But then if I'm blind and come home at like 4 a.m. I'm all the flick
then
to
you
the,
do
yeah,
the finger flick. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then I have matches I don't remember the next
one.
I'm like, oh,
it's a Tinder guilt that everyone gets.
Yeah. And I don't even mean to do that either.
Everyone gets a little finger happy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Girls
yeah.
do it. You'll be watching telly and you'll be like, no, 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 no. Oh, shit, I just said no on a really hot one, and then you can't get it back. And then you're like, hey, you've got to pay attention.
Yeah.
No, no, yes, yes.
Sorry, I have a very inappropriate sense of humour in mind, and you just said finger happy, and I only thought about like flicking the bean sort of thing. So it's just,
girls are finger happy,
it's just
lots
where,
of
yeah, yeah.
where my mind just went. It's really bad, and like I've learned not to say everything as well, but
at least we know that, so. That sex is on men's mind all the time. I mean, that's you know, we don't even know, I need to ask that question.
Well, even my my roommate, she told me she doesn't do it at all. And I'm like, bullshit.
It's like the bean.
She's never done it. Never done it.
She's lying.
We need to talk to her.
Yeah, who is she?
We need to sit
she needs
down.
To come on the pod.
Yeah, yeah. She's very
We need to give her
public.
An educational session.
Actually, we need to get her on the pod. You're saying to be a sexologist. You need to teach people how to masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I'm loving learning all her shit every week. It's fun ass.
Yeah, it's cool.
No, it's good. That's nice.
It's been fun.
Yeah, so don't worry. Girls have a dirty mind also.
Yes.
We just don't do it like in front of guys.
Yeah.
We're like pretty disgusting behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I will admit. Like,
that's fine.
I
that's
will
fine.
Say flicking the bean and shit to Zana all the time.
Yeah.
So don't you worry. We're at the same
It's part. Normal.
It's just girls hide it a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. And that
to some extent.
Eventually comes out at some point.
Eventually
so
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's where I'm all for at that point. So yeah.
So
be yourself. Be yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So do you use, truthfully, do you use Tinder for hookups? Do you consider it in your mind as a hookup app, or do you actually treat it as like just a dating app?
I kind of have been changing where I've been at with myself at the moment. So I was looking for a partner or a dating sort of thing, and then I've kind of just felt maybe I need some time to just roll with myself as well. So, but I'm not against meeting the right person as well. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, if someone walked in my life or flicked into my life and she was amazing and everything, like my dream girl, then I wouldn't brush it sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But then if you're like feeling frisky and a girl's like, yo, want to come over?
Absolutely.
You use Tinder for that.
Absolutely, I'm there.
I love that you're like, absolutely.
Yeah. She'd be like, want to come over in literally 5 minutes. I'd be like.
But like anyone, like any girl, or like does it have to be, you know.
Well, I'd have to like be able to have a conversation with a girl to do, well, I say that.
Yeah.
But it's probably just you're because
like,
I talk
just
a lot.
Like, hello, hey, want to come over? Yeah. Like, is that as far as you go?
Or do you have to have like a little conversation first?
I could do. You could do both. I could do both. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I could do both.
Depends
yeah.
how frisky you're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. But sorry,
because it definitely like it would happen. Because that's why guys like I've joined Tinder before and just gotten sent eggplant emojis straight away. And I was like, Jesus Christ, does this work?
Does it work?
No,
not for me.
Not for me. Yeah. Yeah. So you doing that?
Nah, like, no.
This is why I have a bad success rate.
They're like talk about girls get dick pics and stuff. I'm like, I've never had the urge to even send a dick pic.
Good.
Yeah. Unless the lights are off, you won't see it.
Yeah, so, don't.
Yeah.
The ABC.
Yeah, not unless it's asked for. If it's asked for, then that's a different story. But not just like, you know, you're talking to someone and then all of a sudden just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. We're so against them. Hey.
Just like unnecessary.
Too many.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's why I love like living with a chick as well, because I can see what guys actually do and send to her. And I'm like, she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, so don't do that.
I feel like it desensitizes you as well. It like just like makes, well, you know, you've got too many dicks in your head. They're just like, oh, it's just another dick. You know?
Just another dick.
Desensitization. Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You want it to be exciting.
Don't send the dick pic.
Yeah. Yeah. It is like I love the, what you can't see on a woman sort of thing. Like, yeah. So you can kind of tell she's like, she'll probably look good naked, but like you don't want her to be strutting around like high mini skirt and just tits out sort of thing. I'm like, I want to see that later. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they had like a really raunchy profile picture or like main picture on their Hinge or Instagram, or not Instagram, well, you know, all the dating apps, would you swipe on that? Or would you be like, oh God, she's just like, she's already given too much.
It depends as well. Mm. Like some I would and some I probably wouldn't. I'd be like, oh no, she definitely would be like everyone in town sort of thing. So
yeah. What about filters? Like filters on people's faces?
Yeah.
Snapchat filters, like the doggy one and stuff.
Or even you know, clearing filters that make people look better. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't mind a couple, but if every picture is a filter, it's just. And a big one for me is if you don't smile with teeth at all.
Like, yes,
we hate that too.
I'm like, I think I've only met up with one girl who didn't have a teeth smiling photo, and like I was walking in. I was like, fuck, please, she has no teeth. I'm like, literally, I'm freaking out. I'm like, and then I walk, and she had like a really nice smile.
And you're just like, why? Why aren't you showing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Show that smile, girl.
Yeah.
Did you ask her why she's not showing her smile?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, you have a nice smile. Like, why? Mm. And she's just like, I don't know. I just don't like smiling. I'm like, oh, fair.
Okay.
Jesus.
Interesting.
You're a demon? Yeah.
Yeah, so. Clearly, that didn't work out.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Great. So, do you have any, just on the spot right now, do you have any funny dating stories, or like have you met up with somebody and you've been like totally catfished? They're totally not what you expected. Or do girls usually match their profile?
Well, there was one I met up with, this would have been last year sometime. Mm. And I went there and she was like, in her photo, she looked quite pretty and stuff. And I was just like, oh yeah, like the chat was okay. And then ended up meeting up with her, and then I went to pick her up, and she like jumped in the car and sort of started going, breathing like this. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And she's like, give me a sec. And I'm like, what's going on? And then she's like, sorry, I just finished meditating. I need to get my mind back. And I'm like, is it rude if I tell her to get the fuck out of the car now? And I'm like, yeah. But I was like, this is me. Like, I was like, I've been going through like give stuff a chance, you know, kind of like the movie Yes Man, you know, like just try and do stuff you never really do. So I was like, no, like we're doing this. I'm picking you up. I picked you up. So I start driving, and literally like 2 minutes in the drive, she's like, oh, is it all good if I have a smoke? And I'm like, yeah, like I'm not against smoking. Mm-hmm. Like I'd probably prefer not to date someone who smoked.
Yeah.
But, All my mates smoke and stuff, so I'm just not one for it.
Doesn't really sound like you can meditate and then go have a ciggy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds a bit weird. Doesn't really gel well.
But. Yeah, yeah. And then so I was like, oh well, like whatever. Like if it was me, and even if I did smoke, I wouldn't ask the person to smoke in the car like straight away.
So first
I was like,
date too.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, whatever. So then Chaz starts having a cigarette, opens the window, and then drive, and I took her to like the beach, and we had like a little picnic. Like cheese and crackers, which are amazing. And
what a cute little date.
Mm.
Yeah, which is like, that's like my go-to date.
Okay.
I don't know if I should have said that.
That's great. It's good to have. We're going to ask you what your go-to date was. Yeah, so that's good to know.
But so anyways, took her to the beach and we sat there and then she starts just full chain smoking. Like she had a...
God.
I bought Smirnoff's or whatever just to have the bottle of Smirnoff and she'd like filled it halfway up.
What?
Oh, with ciggies.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Yeah. What the hell?
So even the conversation was like terrible. Like we're sitting there and like I'm good on dates now because like I'm a nervous talker so I'll just ramble like in and out. Like I feel like, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like am I doing too much talking right now?
No. Yeah.
Perfect.
Not.
So yeah, like sitting there having a combo and then I don't know how we got on the conversation about like if I had a kid or whatever and like or I think she said something like, oh, I couldn't be friends with someone who's disabled. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, where the fuck did it even come from? And then I don't know, we were talking about something and then she's just like, yeah, I couldn't be friends with someone who's disabled. And then I asked her the question, I was just like, what if you like had a kid and it was like disabled or had a disability? And then she's like, looks up and like deep in thought, she's like, it's like I'd probably get rid of it. And I'm just
God.
Who the fuck are you? I'm like, you're a bad person. I didn't say that. But I don't know if my eyes gave it away or not, but
oh my god.
Yeah, I'm like,
do you regret picking her up?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because you would have had to drive her all the way home as well.
Yeah, so
it's fucking awkward.
Yeah, so the drive was only like 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I went to her nearby her because she was down the coast and so then ended up I was like fuck it we're going like ended up leaving and then I go to drop her off and then she like I jumped out to give her like a hug and stuff and she's just like oh like I had a great time like love to see you again I'm like yeah. And then and then she like started kissing me and then I was just like
with her ciggy
it was literally like someone just poured an ashtray in my mouth. And I was just like, so I didn't open my mouth and she's just like, stop kissing me. And she like hit me. She's like, kiss me properly. And I'm just like, oh God. And then she went in.
You were like face rape.
She went in again and full put her tongue in my mouth. And I was just like,
oh,
you're sexually assaulted in the face.
Absolutely. And then she walked off and like, and I was like, fuck, I jumped in my car and I got a message and she's just like, can't wait to see you again. And I was just like, yeah, cool. I'm keen. And then
I'm like, did you ghost her? Did you say I'm keen to her?
I can't believe you said you're keen.
Oh my God.
I'm very like.
Just panicked.
She needs to know that that's not appropriate.
Yeah. But I've learned to be upfront now, more upfront about stuff. Like I said, it's been a journey for me.
Yeah. So, you don't necessarily have to be. I think it's scary being upfront on the date, but you could, I reckon afterwards, message would be like, you know what? There just wasn't a vibe there for me.
Yeah.
You know, you smoke too many ciggies and you don't like disabled people. It's a bit concerning.
Yeah, exactly. I should have gone on another date with her and then like pretended I had like a bung leg or something, walk up and be like, is this good?
Oh my God.
But
How do these people exist?
Wow.
That's a bad one. Oh, that's a bad date.
I've been to all these dates. I've never had a date like that.
Yeah, so we discussed this on the podcast last week about first dates, how we don't like a guy suggesting that they pick us up on the first date.
Yeah.
Why do you suggest to pick people up on the first date?
I don't feel like I suggest it a lot. It's sometimes it just works out like that. So majority of the time I prefer to meet somewhere.
Yep.
Like I feel like it's just more of a comfortable sort of thing. So like I'll be like, yeah, like let's meet here or find out whereabouts they stay and like work out like a spot near them or a middle spot or wherever something like that. So
how long do you use online dating mainly as your dating platform?
Yeah.
Or do you meet people face to face as well?
Probably in the time I've been single it's coming up like 2-3 years maybe. I think I've had two face-to-face organized dates.
It's phased out. COVID's hard. Yeah. Dating world.
Yeah.
People don't know how to do it.
It's very hard.
This is awkward.
Kay. And was that something like you met someone out in public like on a night out or how did that transpire?
Yeah, on a night out sort of thing. So, which was interesting. Like it was just weird that it was happening like that sort of thing. So you just get so used to it. So
like, ooh, it's organic.
Mm.
Yeah. It's actually really exciting when you meet someone that's not online dating because it takes over a whole world now, online dating. But
yeah, how would you feel if someone came up to you like while you were out on a night out, like say you were the boys and this girl came up to you and just said, hey, I think you're really attractive. Like, do you want to go out one time? Like, do you think that's attractive that they come up and talk to you, or are you going to leave me alone? I'm on a boys' night.
Nah, like I like girls that kind of take a bit of the lead as well. Mm-hmm. Like it's very attractive. Like boss women, really.
Yeah. Would you be like so flattered when you'd be like, damn, I can't wait to call that girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, sorry.
It's the broken mic.
We gave him the dud microphone.
It's fine, it should stay.
Stay there, my precious.
Oh. I can just talk like this.
It's like a limp dick now.
So anyway. Yeah.
He's just gone with it. Going with the slouchy microphone.
Yeah. We can still hear you. It's fine.
It's just, I'm sort of similar to like a black Quasimodo. It's so bad. Like my back's like this and I really have to correct it.
Now slouch away for the potty.
So that's why when anyone comes up to me in public, I'm like, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Because I look like a Quasimodo.
And it's weird. Like I literally add inches on my height when I stand up straight. Like
you would.
Girls like a taller guy too. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, what's with that, by the way?
Yeah, we did go through that in the episode.
Would you date a girl taller than you?
I personally, nah.
See, it's exactly the same. It's roles reversed right there.
Yeah.
And why? Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't want to sound like Mr. Masculine or anything like that because I'm kind of like flamboyant-ish a little bit. Like I talk with my hands a lot and I'm like, but I'm not like a super masculine dude. Mm-hmm. But I just like the feeling of it's going to sound like knight in shining armor sort of shit. But like, being like a safety sort of thing. Yeah.
No, that's the reason that I think girls also feel the same because they want someone, they want to feel small. They want to feel protected.
Because we couldn't figure it out either. We were just like, what if they're like the best guy in the whole world?
I think it wouldn't matter. Like if it was Kevin Hart, 100% marry that guy. Love that guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't care.
Is he? For sure.
He might. I mean, his wife is a lot taller than him.
Yeah, we do notice. And we did get asked a lot of questions about guys saying that because we were trying to give them advice about what they should do. And we went through it the first episode, online dating one.
Yeah.
Refer back to that one.
Mm.
But it's the same. So you wouldn't date a girl taller than you. Like if you were swiping, say, on online dating and you saw she was like 10 centimeters taller than you, you would just be like, nope.
10 centimeters, what's that? That's like...
I know, I just threw that out.
Over an inch? Like, yeah. She was, what are you, what, how tall are you?
I'm a tradie, so like we work in mills and I think that's 10 centimeters there.
Because an inch is like 6 centimeters, isn't it?
Inch is 25 mils, so that's like 2.5 centimeters, isn't it?
Is it?
Wow, okay, so how tall are you?
Oh, 2.5 centimeters, that makes sense.
How tall are you?
I think I'm 5'11".
5'11". 5'11". So would you date a girl that's like 6'1 or 6?
Probably not. If like saying,
what if she's
5'11"? Yeah.
So exactly your height.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Like I, obviously she's gonna be taller when she got heels on or whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, I think you sort of got to take it as that time as well. Like what she's like and stuff. Like I'm not going out looking for a girl that tall or taller than me. But if I met someone and it was like good sort of thing, then I'd just go out and buy myself some high heels. So
you do a Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Wear some platforms.
Some platforms, just rolling around. They're like, well, you got taller.
Nice.
I know. All right. Also with online dating, how long do you talk to a girl before you want to meet up with her? What's like, what kind of ballpark do you stay? Like we think under 2 weeks for sure. We think like that 1 week mark is like the perfect like spot between a week and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like to try and get it done like quickly.
Do you get bored otherwise? Are you kind of like, if you don't lock it in, do you kind of get bored with the conversation? You're just like, ugh.
I think you, when you start doing like these big paragraphs and stuff, you're just like, you might as well meet up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, like I'd rather, I'm very like face to face and like, I love talking to people and meeting new people, like, which I wasn't before. I was very hermit. Like,
look at you getting out of your shell.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I just left my shell at home, so yeah. But it's nice. Like, I love the social side of probably dating and meeting people. So
yeah. And what about with girls with their messages? Is there anything that gives you the ick? Like if they do lots of exclamation marks, lots of emojis. Yeah, see, I know you. And you just stare straight at me because I do so many emojis.
But do you like emojis, or are you like fucking hell?
Nah, emojis are cool. Go for it. Okay. Go for it.
Apparently, one guy said to me that he could see that I was such a bubbly person just because of the way I typed.
Yeah. Mm. I'd be a bit weirded out if a girl sent me the eggplant emoji. I'd be like, who are you?
With little droplets.
Yeah, and is it bigger than mine? Yeah. So, but yeah, no, go for it. Emojis are cool.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I don't probably like is just closed off sentences where they're like, don't ask anything or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't follow on from it. I'm like, do you want to get to know me? Or is this just like...
Yeah.
You're just biding some time for something or whatever. So it's kind of like...
So girls do it as well. Girls don't ask questions back as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. They just answer the question. They're like, yeah, my day was good.
What is the philosophy been behind that though? Have you ever like... Have you ever been messaging a girl and you just reply with like one line and you don't ask anything back? Like, yeah. What is the... Why do guys do that?
Like where I reply with just...
Like you'd
just
be like, hey, how's your day going? Like blah, blah, blah. And you'd just be like, yeah, my day was good. Had work.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it could just be like a loss of interest. You're starting to fizzle off a little bit. Could
it was the
be
first
messaging
message.
Too long. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Already in that case. Message too long. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So I think yeah maybe.
What about
yeah.
a bad joke? Like, does that make you go, oh no?
I kind of don't consider any joke a bad joke. Okay. I'm like, well, you find it funny, so
yeah.
Maybe there is a joke that I like from you, sort of thing. Like, I laugh at all my own shit, so it's
okay.
Mainly on the inside, but because I keep a very straight face when I make jokes. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. I love my own jokes, so that's if they don't like it, they don't like it. But hey,
fair enough. Mm. So, is there anything that girls do that you really like? Then you just like when they ask questions back. You don't like it when they're too short with it, like replying.
Yeah.
But you also don't like it. Well, once it starts getting like big paragraphs, you're just kind of like, let's just meet. Like there's no point in doing big ass paragraphs.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do big paragraphs, but then I can't do it like frequently sort of thing. Cause like, okay, I got my life. Like I work and shit too. Yeah. Yeah.
So busy
like,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm just nonstop during the week sort of thing. Like on the weekends, I've been doing a lot of stuff too, but I really like, it just feels like I'm always doing something. So I'm like, I don't want to be there and write huge paragraphs. So I'm like,
to some person you don't even know, really.
Yeah, but then I don't want them to think I'm not interested at all as well.
Yeah.
Unless I'm not interested, but.
It's a fine, balance. Yeah. Isn't it?
So most of the time, do you feel like you're initiating the meetups?
Yeah, I think so.
And how do you feel about that? Would you like it if a girl initiated the meetup? Or do you like being the guy that, you know, initiates
it? No, like I'm all for whatever. So if a girl's like, hey, let's meet up, let's do this. I'd be like, yeah, like definitely. Like,
you don't feel like there's like this pressure that like because you're a guy, you have to always ask the question?
Nah, okay. Nah, not at all. But yeah, I think it just just kind of happens. I'm just like, yeah, let's meet up or let's hang out or let's do something sort of thing. Yeah. So
what type of dates do you like? Do you like daytime dates or nighttime dates? Do you have a preference?
I think I kind of prefer like a afternoon date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sunset date. Lots of people did say that. They like the sunset date.
Yeah, sunset dates are amazing. Mm. So
yeah. What, cheese and crackers?
Sorry, I have to burp. This is a bit
burp away.
Right into the mic.
Yeah, I turned away.
I think you should have actually done it. Yeah. Like, you're a guy. You can be like, that could have been an intro.
Well, if we're talking about it, like, you could burp in the mic too.
I could.
We can all do it.
We can burp the alphabet.
Yeah.
We can all do it. Right at the end of the potty.
I'll probably spew if I do that.
Yeah. That'd be great on video.
We'll do a joint burp at the end of the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I would say fart in the mic, but then you'll get pink eyes or something.
Yeah, no thank you.
No pink eye. People have to use his mic.
Yeah, absolutely. It could go with your pink sign back here. So.
Oh, God.
Terrible. All right, so you like afternoon dates. So obviously you're a tradie, so you finish work in the early afternoon because you start quite early?
Just depends how busy we are.
Like, do you try and do weeknights or do you try and aim for all your dates to go on the weekend?
I'm very like routine during the week, which is like, I don't know if it's just me getting older or just like my routine during the week. So I prefer doing weekends for sure. So maybe like a nice Saturday afternoon or... Even like a Sunday afternoon or something like that. Yep. So, yeah.
I think a lot of guys are like that. I feel like I find that a lot of guys do have their step routine, like set routines during the week. They'll be like, oh no, sorry, I have to meal prep. I got to do this. I go to the gym these days. Like it's very structured.
Yeah.
And then if someone wants to interrupt that, I get like this kind of twitch in my eye. They're like, do you want to do something tonight? I'm like, oh. And how do you tell them? Like,
today's a big day.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus.
It's good to know though.
Yeah. Like, so I'll twitch a little bit and then sometimes I'll be like, yeah, okay. I'm like,
yeah.
But
because if like someone does shift work like us, we sometimes don't have the weekends off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it so, as well. So you've got to. Got a little bit of give and take. So, okay,
afternoon dates. Now, do you kind of expect something sexual on a first date?
Not first date. Nah. But
it's never your intention, the back of your mind?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going there and like being like I'm getting some for sure. Like even if I do get some, I don't even know how it happened. They're in the bedroom.
It's escalated.
Yeah, in the bedroom, they're like naked. I'm like, how the fuck did we get here? Oh, like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I have no game and literally just, yeah.
That sounds like game.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. If it happens, it happens. And I don't know how it happens. Yeah.
What about like ending the date? Do you like ending the date with a kiss? Do you like ending the date with a hug? Or does it just depend on the vibe?
Yeah, the vibe. But I found like majority of the dates I've been on, the girl kind of is not so much initiating the kiss, but is like kind of there for it. So I'm like,
can tell when the girl wants the kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
And they initiate it.
Yeah, they're like sort of like, they don't all just come in and accept. That has happened a couple of times.
Yeah, like Siggy Girl.
Yeah, yeah, which I'm still.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
Still I'll never dreaming forget about
that
it.
Taste. It's just ridiculous. But, so yeah, like I think like, yeah, there has been a few kisses at the end and stuff, but if they want a hug, I'll just give them a hug and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
even like the vibe at the start, I'm like, I'll come in and I'm like, I'll go for a hug. Cause I'm just like, who walks in and shakes someone's fucking hand? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
like,
yeah it's weird. Hey?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. And then even the complex of meeting people, like women now, like even meeting yourselves, I was like, fuck, I'm a hugger. I'm going for a hug sort of thing. Yeah, and like, I know it's the first time we kind of met, but.
I'm always a hugger.
Yeah.
I don't know any girl that wouldn't like a hug. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. I have actually been there before where a mate of mine hugged her and she's like, this is fine too. And like grabs his hand and like shakes his hand. I was just like, ooh, bitch. Okay. Yeah. Oh, dude, I threw water on it. It was like sizzling.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Mm. Actually, I was going to ask, with the kiss, do you chuck a tongue in?
I feel what they're doing. And then and I'm not a real like, huge tonguey dude too. Yeah. Like,
so unless you feel their little tongue creeping on you, then you'll join it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like it's interesting kissing women and seeing how they all kiss like differently as sort of thing. So I'm like a vibe how they kind of kiss and like some are just like full porn tongue and then and I'm just like, what has happened? I'm like, what the fuck is happening in my mouth? And then and some are like, I prefer like a more tamer tongue sort of thing. I'm not real like
a central tongue, not like a fucking take your eyeball out.
Yeah.
Like a chameleon, just or whatever.
We've all had some bad kisses in our time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Right, after the date, do you like messaging the girl relatively soon after or do you like them to message you after just to be like, oh, that was a great date or maybe that wasn't a great date? Like, do you like messaging quite soon?
I like to flick a message like straight after the date and be like, hey, like I enjoyed myself or something like that. So just, I guess it's kind of just a nice thing to do as well. So,
but if you didn't enjoy yourself, do you tell them that you didn't? And you're just like, oh yeah, it was a great night, but probably not going to go further. You just told
Siggy Girl. Yeah, keen.
Yeah, but he said he's grown.
Yeah. Hey, it's
a process.
Yeah, it is a process. Like I feel like I'm still learning. Like,
oh, we'll forever. Always be learning forever. Oh,
forever, yeah. Mm. But I love that.
Though. Yeah. So if you don't like him, what do? Do you ghost? Do you message?
I'll be honest, and I have ghosted before, but I try not to. I prefer not to. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's the whole thing of I try and be like a nice guy, but then at the same time, if you're too nice, then shit can go sideways as well. Like, sort of you can't get your message across or your point across if you're too nice about stuff. Like, but yeah, I've just started to try and like. Say what I actually feel or how I feel sort of thing. So, which is nice. Like I feel like I'm in my 30s and I'm just like act like if you don't like me, you don't like me.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
I don't need everyone in my life now, sort of thing. But yeah, so.
Not everyone's going to be everyone's match. That's the whole reason that there's online dating. Yeah. You're not going to like fall in love with every single person that you date. It's not realistic.
Yeah, exactly.
And being honest that you know had a great time, but it's not going to go any further. I think that's also quite nice and honest.
Yeah.
Especially if like I would like to receive that message, so I try to give it back to that person if I wasn't feeling it, you know, instead of just ghosting them.
Yeah.
Because then it just makes you question yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Before it'd be like, I'd ask you like how you feel and stuff, and I'd just be there and I'd like squirm. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I don't like talking about this and stuff. Like, but like even the being on the Bachelorette really helped me.
Yeah,
even more to be able to talk about stuff, like to the point where like I got out of there and my emotions were just out of whack. It was weird. Like I quarantined in the Marriott here.
When
I got back from Sydney and literally, I started watching Good Doctor. Like, my ex watched Good Doctor. I never got into it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck, I'll watch Good Doctor. So, like, I had plenty of time in 2 weeks in there. So, plenty of time. And then, like, next thing, I'm, like, sitting there and, like, something, I think he had sex for the first time.
Yes. I love that part.
Like, I was, like, clapping and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And next thing, something sad happened. I start crying. I'm like, the fuck is going on with me? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
The Bachelorette's changed.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is happening?
All these emotions.
Yeah, it was just nuts. And then, but yeah, just sort of helped me, I think, to become a better like communicator and engage with women on a better level and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's
nice.
Yeah. Look at the growth.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
on
you. Nah, it's good. I really enjoy it. So.
Okay, have you done any other methods of dating, like speed dating or what else is there?
I think that's it.
I only know that because I just won't speak.
Mail order.
Mail order bride. Mail order bride. There's also that, yes. Going to Egypt like you suggested.
Yeah.
Where you can have 10 of them.
I actually googled what countries you could do that. And then I came back with that. So
Yeah.
I researched.
Like, I got a great response.
Yeah. I researched some stuff, I say. So.
Oh, my God.
Love it. Yeah. You're like, it's fact.
Yeah. Right. It's fact. Do we do some rapid fire questions?
Yeah. Rapid fire. Okay, ready?
What do you think about pre-date?
Pre-date?
Yeah. Do you have anything that runs through your head pre-date? Are you nervous? Do you worry about what you're wearing? Like, what goes through your head?
Do you nervous wee? I do about 6 wees, I reckon.
Well, I actually saw something, or I don't know if I was talking to one of my friends about it. He's like, make sure you masturbate before you go because then you get rid of like some testosterone and you're not built up energy, just being like, you're like, oh, I think her skirt blew up a little bit.
You're
like, oh my God, yeah. I was like, is that a nipple? I was like, no, it's not, sort of thing. Yeah, but like, you just sort of like, he's just like, make sure you masturbate because it like gets rid of your testosterone. I think I did that for a little bit and then just got over it. I was like, I'm fine. Like, I can control my penis.
You should
like,
be able to.
Yeah, definitely. So,
do you get nervous going to a date?
Yeah, but I'm a real like nervous talker. So I've kind of realized that I thrive under that sort of thing.
You use it in a good way. Yeah.
So I do say some weird shit, and if like they don't take it on board properly, then I'm like, that's probably not the girl for me anyway. Yeah. So
they need to love your weird shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then they can always talk about, remember the first date when you said that weird thing?
Yeah,
it's always great. Love that.
Yeah, remember you did this? And I was like, don't bring that up. Yeah. It's like a brain fart.
Yeah.
A constant brain fart.
Yeah. All right, fire the next one.
Do you discuss with your mates post-date? Like, do you debrief with your mates?
I do, like the guys at work, because I see them every day. Yeah, I do talk to them about my dates and
stuff. Right after the date, you don't like text a friend and be like, hey, date just finished, or text your roommate, or like, do you kind of debrief with anyone?
Yeah. Like, my roommate's a big one I talk to about like pretty much everything and stuff. So,
you get home and just unleash it all.
Yeah. She'll ask what happened and stuff. It's vice versa. They're the same. Yeah. Like, she tells me like about what's happened to her. Like, some of the dates she's been on is just ridiculous. Like,
so funny listening to
her. Yeah, we need to get her on.
Yeah. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is going on in this world? Like, yeah.
Well, just hearing your story, it seems like it goes both ways.
Yeah, no, 100% it does. And wow. That's what's nice about that, being able to talk about it and stuff. Yeah. So,
Interesting.
I love it.
So you've said that you've got a set like date plan each time. You usually do like the cheese and crackers sunset kind of picnic. Is that your go-to?
That is my go-to. Like, I do go for like just meat, drinks somewhere and stuff. But my go-to if it's like I want it to be good is like organized cheese crackers. Like, I've gotten really good at building platters. Like, I love
it. We love platters.
Love making a
that
nice
is so
platter.
Impressive. Yeah. I went on a first date and a guy made me a platter. I'll be like, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, that's why you ended up in bed. That's the reason.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there on that first date being like, how is she naked in my bed right now? Yeah. It's definitely the cheese cracker.
Platter. Yeah, as she's putting a piece of cheese in her mouth.
She's like, we've got to have that cheese left over.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's interesting you say that too, because a lot of girls that I have taken on that date are like, this is so nice. Like, no guy's ever done this. Like, aww, so much effort.
That's nice.
And I'm just like, well... wasn't really, like, I literally walked in Woolies for like 15 minutes.
In your head, you're like, but it's only cost me like $18.
Yeah.
It's actually quite expensive, eh?
Cheese is expensive, yeah.
I think I average about spending, like, for the cheese platter and drinks, I'll spend like $150.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. Side note question on that. Do you pay for, like, all the dates? Like, if you went for a dinner, do you buy the dinner or do you like to split it?
I kind of... old school, and I'll try to pay for it.
Yeah.
Especially first date. If it's the first date, I'm like, fuck it, I'll pay for it sort of thing. I think from there, you kind of can feel it out after. And often I've been on a couple dates with them, I'll get the first date, they'll get the second one or something like that. So, yep. I mean, it's 2022. Like,
yeah.
What if they insist on paying? Has that ever happened?
Or like, what if they want to go 50-50? Do you get insulted? Or are you just like...
Nah, not at all. If she like insists on it, she can pay for it. I don't care. I'm like, Jesus, I'll save some money tonight.
I'll get that $150 the cheese back.
$150 for, like, how big is this cheese board? It's not just like
it's going to the fucking deli and buying like $17 cheese.
It's just like a big giant platter that you're making.
Yeah, like I get cheese crackers. I like fry up some cabana and stuff and get like the breadsticks. I like a bit of colour on there too. Okay. So I get like grapes and like blueberries and raspberries.
Have you ever taken a photo of it?
I think so. Oh,
yeah, we need to see that.
Yeah. I'll see.
And what drinks do you bring?
I sort of vibe it with them first, like what drinks do they like and stuff. So a few of them have been like the alcoholic ginger beer or a wine. Like I like wine. I drink wine as well. So, and some of them wanted beer, so brought beer. And
nice.
Yeah, a bit of everything. So
$150 a pop though. Like,
that's expensive.
Is that only that particular date, like maybe once or twice a month because it's pricey?
Well... I don't know. It just depends. Sort of thing.
Could be weekly.
Wow. Well, we're not going on that. who's the time and energy for
could
that?
Be a different
really?
Person each week.
Yeah. Yeah. That
so, could be. In saying that, do you date multiple people at the same time?
I feel like I can't invest in that sort of thing. I'm not saying I haven't. I think I've probably dated two people at once, sort of thing. But I feel like if I want to keep continuing with someone else, I have to cut ties with everything else sort of thing. So, and in saying that too, I do talk, like message multiple and see which ones are kind of like taking off. But then it kind of gets to a point where you're just like, no, I don't want to message many people because you're like, gets very generic.
It does,
it gets very generic and you're like, fuck, like I'd like to invest time in this person more. So you just kind of like phase the other one or like, move away from everything else sort of thing. So.
And do you temporarily take a break from dating apps? Like do you... I don't know, pause your profile or just kind of like stay away from them if you're like, you know, talking to one person that you're liking.
Well, I haven't actually constantly seen someone for, I think the most I've been on was probably last year. I've seen a girl for about 4 or 5 months and I got rid of it sort of thing. But then we spoke about it and we weren't actually ever together. So,
you thought you were together.
Well, I felt like we weren't seeing other people and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, well, but then she was like, we're not together sort of thing. So I'm like,
so how did it end?
Just sort of ended really. Like, just wasn't, yeah. Kind of
interesting.
Put me off women a little bit.
Yeah.
Not saying all women are like that, but I was kind of like a bit put off. I was like, but
it's like.
But I actually saw a photo of her now and she's put on a lot of weight, so I'm kind of chirped me up a little bit again. Yeah,
love that. Love that for you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm like,
you're like, I got rid of my Maltese belly.
I don't look like the black Michelin man anymore, so I was good to go.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Yeah. Girls can be fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I grew up, I have two older sisters and growing up with them, they're African women too, and they were just sassy
boss women.
Queens,
love that.
They're good now. They've got kids and stuff and everything. But yeah, they were just sassy as and
just knew what they wanted.
Yeah, that's made that's actually helped me, I think, along the way. So
love that.
Yeah.
Do you have any more you want to fire at him or are we doing
No, we want to know why men ghost. Is it just because you're too scared to have the conversation of, like, you know, saying it didn't really work out for you, or do you just get sidetracked and you actually, like, forget to reply, or, you know, what is the...
I think it'd probably be more the first one, really. Like, it is not a nice feeling to have to do that, really, and be like, hey, like, I'm not interested, because then I think even happens to guys too, you start questioning, like, why are they not interested, why is, like, why weren't they... don't they like me in that way sort of thing. Like, it's just, it's not a comfortable thing to do, but I think it's something that needs to be done instead of just ghosting them sort of thing. So, yeah, I have ghosted people before. I've been ghosted.
Do girls do it a lot?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Girls love a good ghost.
Yeah. It's funny because girls are like, oh, we hate ghosting, but then they just do it back.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes if I don't vibe with someone and then I don't want to have the awkward conversation, I'm just like, I'm just not going to message them. And then... if they don't message me either, then I'm like, yes, we're successfully ghosting each other.
Yeah.
And I get so happy when that happens. But then when they message and they're like, so Friday night, can I cook you dinner? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Then
I have to reply back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually say, like, I didn't feel a spark, because then you need a spark to date someone.
So when you say you didn't feel a spark, at what point were you at, sort of thing? Like,
oh, like 1-2 dates in.
Yeah, okay.
And if I don't feel the spark, then I feel like a third date, in a girl's mind, a third date is like bang town. Yeah. So it's like, if I don't feel a spark on the first and second date, then there's no way I'm going to rip their clothes off and go into the bedroom.
I thought the second date was bang town.
Oh, it's between second and
third.
Yeah,
I think second or third, yeah.
Yeah.
Depends what the vibe is.
Depends what the first date was. First date was like a walk. Then all of a sudden you're not going to be like straight bang town.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be another date and then...
I love that you call it bang town, by the way, as well.
It's a train station. You take a stop and you stop in for the night.
Well, you're like, bang town. You're like, yep.
High five. It's second date this round.
It's the second or third date is like bang town.
So you agree that you like second date to be bang town?
I feel like you have a bit more of like a green light on a second date. First date, don't expect it.
Yeah.
Second date, you obviously liked it enough to come back and meet up again. And Yeah, it just depends what you're doing too, as
If she hadn't slept with you on like the fourth date, would you be like, this is weird?
Just depends how it is as well. Like, if we're still like getting along really well and stuff, and I don't know, just depends. And in the span of like when those four dates were, like,
true.
Maybe on the fourth date, it could be the time of the month. So,
true.
Also, guys, do you think about that? That's good to know.
Yeah. Do you like having period sex? Side question.
I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, I mean, it's blood. I don't really care. Like, it's what it is.
Put a towel down.
Yeah.
Did you know that 3 months of every year a woman has a period? Yeah, which means that for 12 weeks every year you don't have sex.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
3 months of every year. That's like a quarter of each year you don't have sex.
I think I had a year when I was like 19 or younger where I didn't sleep with a girl for like almost a year. It was just ridiculous. There was tumbleweeds, cobwebs going in my pants and stuff. So, but it was a big stretch. And like,
So if you think about 3 months every year for your entire life, it's a long time that you don't have sex.
It's a long time.
So I reckon just do it.
Do it, everybody. We'll do an episode about it.
Yeah.
We'll do a whole episode dedicated to sex on period.
There's a funny question someone wrote in and they said, do guys really think that comments like, can I smash your bum, or you look like someone I'd like to get pregnant, actually work? Have you ever used a line like that?
Nah, I can't say I do. And like,
do you know guys that do?
A guy saying, can I smash your bum, as in like anal?
Yeah, or like basically making sexual comments like when you're first messaging, like, I'd love for you to sit on my face or something.
Yeah, like I've never actually done that. But then I've had girls do that.
To you?
To me, sort of thing. So, like, you can kind of vibe and be like, oh, maybe they like those messages sort of thing. But, yeah, even, like, in talking about anal, though, I'm not just like, that's not the first thing. I'm like, yes, anal.
Yeah.
I want to smash her ass.
Yeah, I can't wait to smash you. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, guys out there, that doesn't work, by the way. If you do it to us, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know any girl that
yeah
that it has worked on.
Why don't men like to talk about their intentions or be upfront about their intentions? Is it just because you're scared?
Well,
because you don't know.
I think if you do want to talk about it, then talk about it. Like I don't know. I know at one point I probably didn't like to, but if a woman brings it up and wants to talk about it, then I'll talk about it, sort of thing. So it's not a conversation that I'll just go in and have straight away. Like I probably prefer stuff to like form naturally and see where it goes, sort of thing. So. But yeah, if that conversation comes up, it comes up. So
if they ask you on the first date, like, what are you looking for? Like, why are you on the dating app? Like, do you like those kinds of questions on the first date or not?
I don't mind them. I think, yeah, if that's what comes up, then yeah, talk about it. But yeah, it's just not like a go-to combo for me personally. But yeah.
Is it an ick for a girl to be like, oh, like I'm trying to find someone to settle down with and have children and, you know, do all that? Like, do you find that an ick, or are you kind of like, oh no, it's truthful, that's good? Or are you like, ugh,
well,
pressure?
I think it is a little bit of pressure, but you just, it's on that date too, if they do say that and you're like, straight away you're not feeling it at all, then you're like, well, should I finish the date, or like, what do I sort of do, sort of thing? Like, yeah, it's just that sort of thing will come out at some point.
Yeah.
So do you reckon like more like second date you like to establish like where you both are at? Like, you know, one might not want kids and one might want kids, or one might, you know, not be planning to settle down for a long time, and you might not, like, you might get to like the fourth or fifth date and not have discussed it, and then you realise you're actually completely different.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's more like a second date chat, or what do you reckon?
I think you can talk about the first date at some point. Like even on say Tinders and Bumbles and stuff like that. If I see a woman on there, it's like, have kids and don't want more, or don't want kids, I swipe off them, sort of thing. Because I do want at least one at some point. I'm kind of excited to see like the mix of, because I prefer to date white girls, sort of thing. Like I'm attracted to white girls and stuff. So I'm excited to see the little
animal baby,
little Asian, the little African concoction,
that comes
out.
So
cute.
He'll be cute as.
I love a little caramel baby.
Yeah. Except if it's a girl, then she's going in a cage. And
what? No.
Locking her up.
Yeah. Because she'll be gorgeous as well.
Yeah.
The she little will. Mix. Yeah,
beautiful skin. Yeah.
Oh,
cute.
Well, so guys, do you think about that?
Yeah. It's interesting to know that you actually think about these things. And it's not just like women thinking, you know, oh, guys never think about this stuff. They just like go on for a date and don't really care. But you actually think about the same things that we think about.
Yeah. Well, 100%. Like I've sort of grown up with a lot of like female friends and stuff too. Sisters, pretty close to my mom as well, so I've always had that female sort of influence in my life, and it's helped me a shitload. Like I love that side of it, sort of thing. So I don't think every guy's like this, to be honest. You have got a lot of guys like this. You have a lot of guys that send their eggplant emoji straight up.
Yeah, 100%. We know the eggplant guys.
We
need to figure out the philosophy behind that.
There's I think the same for women. There's just different types of everyone. So
Yeah. The way you're raised or your experiences, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
I like guys that have sisters.
Yeah.
They really, they have that more nurturing kind of understanding.
Especially if they're the youngest of sisters. Yes. Like,
I've
noticed that's the trend.
Yeah. Or mama's boys, they're always nicer.
You should just start asking online dating, do you have any sisters? Yes.
Tick. Your mama's boy?
You're like, tick, and then you're straight to Bangtown.
Yeah. That's a first date, Bangtown.
That's a book the ticket on the first
day. Yeah.
That's like, wear some sexy knickers to that first
date. Yeah, you never know.
That's a thing as well.
No.
Is that a thing as well?
I don't sleep with anyone on a first date, do I?
No. No, I mean like.
I feel like you have. I definitely have.
I have.
Yeah, of course you would have at some point.
Yeah, I would have.
Because I heard.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't really think about it that much, about wearing nice underwear.
No, I wear granny knicks to date sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think
what have you heard?
Oh, I just heard like women wear like certain things because that they know they want you to see that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
maybe, or they might just do it for themselves. They might just be like, I'm feeling, this makes me feel really sexy. So I'm going to go on this date and I'm nervous and I'm going to wear something nice. It's going to make me feel good, even if they don't see it.
Yeah.
So it could also be that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
I know.
Love it. Juicy app.
Yeah.
I realized that I didn't actually tell you my actual penis story right at the start.
Oh, it wasn't the BBC story.
Nah,
it was the
BBC.
Oh, go for it. Nah, yeah, let's end this on a high.
Yeah, we started talking and I didn't realise we were actually talking and we started. Oh. So I was just like, yeah, I'm like, I was just still yarning away. And then I was like, oh, I'm like, we're actually doing this?
Give us
yeah.
the dick story.
I thought the big black cock thing was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a side thing now. Oh. That's just going to be ABC
yeah, give us
now.
The dick story. Go.
You've actually opened up my world tonight. So. Well, anyways, I was working at a school. We're working at night because obviously no kids there and stuff.
Okay,
and then,
I'm glad there's no kids there. Yeah. Jeez, you were like, oh, just going somewhere. School. I'm like, yeah. This is not appropriate.
Yeah. My last name's not Ferguson. So we're working at this school and then it was a primary school and we're like replacing some steel handrail and stuff like that. So it's me and my workmate there. And their toilets there lower down because they're for kids.
Because they're kids.
So I was like, going to the toilet and I was like, all right, I need the toilet. So I went to piss and then I'm peeing. And then the toilet seat actually like fell and like clipped the top of my my foreskin because leaning down so low because I didn't want to mess. And then actually like split it. And I was just like, oh my God.
It's like workers comp.
There's two things that actually happened at the school. But anyways, yeah, I clipped it. And then I was like, oh no, like it was stung and it was really bad. But then I let it heal up for about a week. And then I was just like, oh, like, I'm like, I really want to masturbate. And I'm like, but I don't want to like break it open.
Yeah.
And I was
did
like,
even, just getting a boner to start breaking it open?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Oh, sounds like it would.
But yeah, I was like, fuck it. I'm really toey. So, so I put on some porn and then had a wank and I was just like, it felt incredible. Okay. I was happy as.
You're like, oh, a whole week off this?
Yeah, great. Happy as. Went for a shower and then I didn't realize I'd actually reopened it and it just stung so fucking
oh
bad.
My
and
God.
I was like almost in tears.
Jesus. Yeah. Did you go to the doctor?
No, just let it heal.
Did it need to be stitched?
No, it wasn't. Like,
you keep looking down.
He just looked down his dick
to check if it's still there.
It's like
nurses,
away,
maybe you know.
Crawling away. It's like I'm done with you. And then yeah. But there was another time I was working there again, and I actually was using the staff toilet, and I was like peeing, and I needed to sneeze, and then I'm like I'm pretty like clean hygienic dude, so I don't like even like dripping on the ground. I know I can break some paper and like wipe it, but I'm like fuck, like I'd like to get it all in there, so like I like choked it up so the flow stopped and then so I could sneeze and I didn't get it like everywhere and then I ended up sneezing and then I just felt this real like sharp sort of pain there and I'm just like fuck is that and I'm just like so then I was like fuck it, I started peeing again and then it was just blood, I was just peeing blood and I was just
what?
Like oh my God, I'm like what have
what?
I done?
How did you do that?
I don't know. I was like, what have I done? And I was just like freaking out. And then I went back out and like worked. And then I kept going back to the toilet and it just kept going blood. And I'm just like, oh man, like freaking out at my workmate. I'm like, mate, like I'm peeing blood. Like this is my life. This is my life. Like I'm like, I need to go to the hospital. I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I need to go. And he's just like, man, he's like, we got to finish this. I'm like, no, I'm going.
That'll be the funniest triage ever. Yeah. So, did you tell him about the sneeze?
Yeah, I told him what happened and stuff.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to the doctor, to the hospital, went to emergency, and I was just like there. I was like, I felt like I should have had it on one of those like ambulance beds, like pushing it in, like, please, we need like something. Yeah. But,
help this man out.
Yeah. But ended up getting in there and then I seen the doctor and he's just like, mate, he's just like, what happened? And I told him, he's like, oh, you've torn your urethra. And I'm just like,
what?
What am I like? Transgender or something. I'm like, I thought only women had urethras and I was like freaking out.
Oh my God, what?
I know.
Like you didn't know how clips had hoods.
Yeah. That was interesting too. I learned something. That was actually really, really cool. Like I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
Now I'm going to look at a clitoris in a whole different light.
Yeah, that hood's actually a really important part. Mm-hmm. You should, look at
research
that.
It.
Yeah. Research that. Or we could talk about it at some point.
We'll talk about it.
But so he's like, you tore your urethra. And I was just like, holy shit. Yeah.
Jesus.
So yeah,
it's a powerful fucking sneeze.
Yeah, if any guys listen to this,
don't stop.
Choke your flow up and sneeze.
Yeah, wow. Just that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so Jesus. He's just like, oh, it just heals up by itself and stuff.
Jesus,
so
like, I can't believe you were like, oh, I have a urethra, and the doctor's like, what the fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's what
there's
went
no
through
other
my
way
head.
To pee.
I was like, do I have like both bits down there that I didn't know about and stuff like that? Yeah.
Where did you think you peed through? Your penis?
Yeah.
Like the actual just whole penis, you think it just you peed?
Well, I didn't actually go and inspect it to see what hole it was coming out of. Like,
yeah,
there's only one hole for men.
But he's like, yeah. Yes, well, the cum comes out of the.
Yeah, it does come out of the same place.
Does it actually?
Yeah. It just like has a different process that it comes through.
I'm not, it's just because I've never like stared at it when stuff was happening. Like,
probably didn't
like
know
it.
You'd already
read
through
anatomy class, I think.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd actually enjoy that too.
Yeah,
so.
I enjoy it too.
Because the clitoris is behind the ear, right?
Yep.
I knew it.
Always been there, never changed.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought that story was going to go with like you just pissing everywhere.
Yeah.
The blood bit, I was like, whoa, this is concerning.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots happened at the school.
Yeah, this, I don't work there anymore, obviously, yeah. So.
It's got some bad juju.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it really does.
So. I love that we're going to end this episode on yeah. those little teeth. It's fucking great. I love it.
It was great.
Tore my banjo string as well, which I don't know if
you What are you doing to this
what,
poor
do you know
penis?
What
do with your
dick? Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you know? Do you know what a banjo string is?
Like a guitar string?
It's
what?
Like,
no,
what?
On the on a penis.
Oh no!
It's that. Bit
I thought we were talking about a guitar.
I think it's also called the frenum. I think is the actual word for it. I believe.
Is this
it's like
the
string
where
that
the
connects
ball is where the scrotum is?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm being
the string
now.
That connects like the top of the penis to the
yeah,
foreskin.
Yeah, I get to teach you something. Now.
Okay. Yeah.
You told me about the hood, and now I can teach you about the banjo string.
Okay. Yep.
It's like this bit of skin that connects your head of your penis
yeah.
to your foreskin.
Okay. To the back.
Yeah. It's like
kind of.
It's like underneath.
Yeah.
And like just it's like a
You'd know
like
exactly.
Yeah, there's I think I've got the visual
thing going on like
yeah, it's like a frill neck. Yeah. That's yeah. exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I got yeah. the visual.
Yeah, anyways, I think I got a big so either one night and tried to like, I was drunk and tried to just shove it in when it was dry and then just like tore it. Like
oh,
my
I've heard of guys
down.
Doing
yeah.
that.
It was actually amazing now though. Like like my penis foreskin is like an accordion. It's so good.
Because you stretch it so much.
Yeah, because I tore it like right off. So,
right
yeah.
off? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But yeah.
Was it painful at the time? Did you bleed?
Yeah, yeah. And then my girlfriend at the time like full cradled it and took me to the bathroom and stuff. She was very like very helping and concerning.
Oh,
and
oh
then
my God.
I was drunk, so we washed it off and then we finished.
You kept going and you yeah. didn't go to the doctor?
Nah.
The things guys will do to, like for sex.
Wow. Like, I can't believe you don't go, like some, like it's a very important part of your body and you don't go to the like doctor or the
it was,
hospital?
It was only because I'd spoken to my cousin about it and he's done it. So straight yeah. away I kind of, if I'm being completely honest, I pulled out and there was blood and I was just like, oh, you're fucking bleeding on me. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
she's like, that's not
thought.
Me.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, it's me. Like, yeah.
So, I believe yeah. you.
But yeah, I previously spoke to my cousin about it and he's told me about it all and everything. And it was just funny that it happened not that long after. And then I spoke to a mate about it and it happened to him only a couple of weeks after.
Guys, I have heard it a
you
lot.
You got to start making sure the girl's wet before you just shove it on in there.
Well, so you're not selling this ABC story. You're selling a BBC story that it's just like too large, getting in the way, toilet seats falling on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we sure it's small? Because it sounds like it's fucking in the way.
No, he's just... he's there. He's definitely
he's
there.
He's single, ladies.
Yeah, but it's just... Yeah, I don't know. He's just hangs there. I'm not like grandfather clock or anything like that, so.
This is such an entertaining
chat. I know.
We need to have more guys on this.
Who are open to talking about their penis stories.
Yeah. But I think that's where the penis stories stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could probably have more, but I'm pretty sure.
Maybe we'll just do it off air.
Yeah. We'll save some more for next time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for coming on with us.
It's such
a joy.
Really, I was a bit nervous, but.
Just no, we do well.
Very easy to talk to.
Yeah, thanks.
I told you once you get me going, it's just non-stop.
So yeah, you didn't seem nervous. You were fine.
Yeah, no, I was very nervous. So this probably helped too.
Yeah.
Gin and tonic there. Yeah. Oh. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
We are going to be continuing the What Do Women Want series. We've got a few more episodes planned for that, which is excellent.
Yep.
Send in your feedback. Send us DMs of questions you want us to ask our guests. And yeah, very excited.
Yeah. Sending you love, life, and laughter always.
Bye, guys.
Bye.